Hurry up, dude. Could you walk any slower? Oh, I'm sorry that we have to walk all the way to my place. You know, why don't we just have our study group at your apartment like we always do? Oh, that's right. Your relatives are staying over. You could have just said no. They couldn't stay at a hotel. If you hadn't agreed to let them stay in your apartment for the week, you wouldn't have had to come all this way. It's your fault, so shut up. Just hurry. Dakota is waiting for us. Hey, I don't think that I care about you or anything, but are you hungry by any chance? It's just that I asked Dakota to order food for us since we're probably going to spend all evening studying. I'm going to need it. This course is killing me. I hate saying this, but the only reason I'm not failing is you helping me out. Yeah, seriously. But don't let that get to your head. I'm only a little glad that you're in our study group. The material's always so hard for me. It's probably even worse for Dakota. You know what I mean. Look, I love her, but she's not exactly the brightest girl out there. Don't pretend like you don't know what I'm talking about. I see how much you help her with the readings. I guess you're right. It is pretty adorable how ditzy she is. She's just so endearing. You can't help but love her. Please don't think I'm shit-talking her or anything. I know I make fun of her a lot and give her crap all the time. I'm not going to deny that. But I honestly do care for her. She's a good roommate and she's my best friend. Oh, no, I've never told her that. You better not tell her. I think she already knows anyway, okay? I mean, she still hangs out with me, even though I'm always messing with her. You know, I hope she thinks of me as a friend. I wouldn't want her to hate me. Oh, hold up. Where? This is us on the left. I really hope she's got us food already. I'm starving. Dear Cora, I'm home. And guess who I brought?
Hey, Cora. I've missed you guys.
We literally just saw each other this morning.
I know, but I get lonely by myself.
Did you order food yet?
Oh, about that. I kind of decided that I wanted to try to cook dinner for once. But it was a lot harder than I expected.
What do you mean? Holy shit, what the fuck is
Don't
that?
be mean. I know I'm not a good cook, but I really tried, okay?
I'm sorry, it's just, how do you burn eggs?
I don't know.
You know what? It's fine. I'm going to take this back to the kitchen and I'll just order some pizza or something. You two can go ahead and start.
Sorry.
Listen, don't worry about it. You'll get better with practice, I promise. Give me a few minutes and I'll be right back. Don't have too much fun without me.
Okay. I'm seriously so bad at everything. The only reason I wanted to try cooking was because Kara wants me to, what is it? Step outside my comfort zone? I know she can be a little mean to me sometimes, but she's just looking out for me in her own way. I don't know what I'd do without her. She's my best friend, and I really care about her. Anyway, should we get our notes out? I'm having trouble understanding the reading for this week. They always use so many complicated words. It's like they want to make it hard for us people to understand. I'm glad I have you. Just talk? Yeah, okay. I guess we're not in a hurry or anything. Yes, I've been doing good. How about you? That's good to hear. Oh, have I told you about my ballet lessons? They're so fun. I never thought that I would like ballet, but I love dancing so much. And I always feel so cute in little outfits. I just started, so I don't know that many moves yet. I wish I could do that spinning move that the instructor did. I think it's called a parrot or something. It looks so pretty. Here, let me show you. I think she was standing like this, and then she spun around like this, and... I don't think I did it right. It's supposed to be really hard. Here, let me try again. Don't worry, I'll be careful. Okay, here I... Oops. Sorry. Why am I always so clumsy? I'll get off of you in just a second. I'm just a little winded. Sorry. You smell really good. Is it that cologne? Yeah, I like it. It smells nice. I think this might be the closest we've ever been to each other. I think... I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me. I didn't... Yes, I like you a lot too. Wait, we should stop. No, that's not what I meant. You're fine. I'm fine. I mean, I liked it and I wanted it. It's just... Kara is really into you. She talks about you all the time when you're not around. She won't tell you face to face, but deep down she likes you and appreciates you. I couldn't do that to her. She's my best friend. Please don't get me wrong. It's not that I didn't like you or anything. I think you're great and I love spending time with you, but she really cares about you. She might seem mean sometimes and she's not very girly and she swears a lot and... actually, I should shut up. My point is, there's more to her than what's on the outside. She means a lot to me and I know you mean a lot to her. I know she can make you happy. I know the two of you will be good together. I'm sure that if you give her the chance, she... hi, Kara. We weren't doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
How much did you hear?
I heard everything. Everything you said and did. That little spin you did? It's called a pirouette, by the way.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I swear, it just happened. You know I wouldn't do that to you. Our faces were just so close and I just...
Stop. Shh. It's okay. I'm not mad.
You're not?
No. Okay, maybe a little, if I'm being honest. It's just... I didn't know you had feelings for him too. All this time, I had no idea. I thought we told each other everything.
I didn't want to hurt you. I just felt really bad. I don't want you to hate me.
It's okay. Thank you, but you don't need to do that to yourself just for me. We're friends. I'm not going to hate you for falling for someone like him. I mean, I can't really blame you. Oh, come on, dude. Are you seriously going to be like that? Yes, it's true, dumbass. I've been into you for a long time now. Of course I'd be after all that time we spent together. I might act like a bitch sometimes, but I genuinely appreciate you. You're smart and sweet, and you've helped me out way more times than I probably deserve.
You've helped me so much too. You're always so nice to me. You've never made fun of me or called me stupid or anything. I think you're an amazing person.
You are amazing. But I don't want us to fight over you. I won't let this tear us apart. So, I have an idea. If the two of you are okay with it.
What kind of an idea?
Well, we are best friends. And best friends share everything. So, Why don't we share him?
Share him? Like, both of us date him at the same time? Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. Why not? We're both crazy into him, and I can't see us getting jealous or fighting each other over it. It could work.
I mean, I guess so, but shouldn't we ask him?
Oh, yeah, you're part of this too. What do you think? Are you cool with being with both of us at the same time?
Really?
See? I knew it. This can work. This can definitely work. There doesn't need to be drama or some stupid love triangle. As long as everyone's honest with each other, all three of us can be happy.
I've never done anything like this before, but I want to give it a shot. I trust you. Both of you.
Good. Now? Dude, I want to try something. And I need you to not be weird about it, okay? No, you don't need to do anything. Just stay on that couch. I'm just going to sit next to you. Dakota, come sit on the other side.
Okay.
No. Shut up. I'm not nervous. I just... Shut up. Stop talking and let me take care of everything. I just want to try. Well, that shuts you up quick. Now that you're in between the two of us, I want you to just relax, okay? We'll take care of you. Dakota, when I say go, I want you to kiss his cheeks together with me.
Okay, I can do that.
Good. Now, go. And let's give his neck some attention too. You like this, huh? You went awfully quiet all of a sudden. Oh, naughty boy. You thought about this, haven't you? You've had some dirty little fantasies about us. You dreamt of the two of us kissing you on each side. Tending to your every need. You can deny it all you want, but I can see it on your face. You wanted us to. Dakota. Touch his cock through his trousers.
What? Okay. Oh my god. You're already hard. I like the way it feels. Does it feel good? When I touch it like this.
He loves it. Just look at his face. Do you want more? Would you like your two good girls to give you a nicer job? Come on. Say you want us to touch your cock.
Yes.
Say you want
to. I want to hear it. It would really turn me on to hear how much you want me. Want us to touch you.
Come on. Say it.
Say it.
Say it first.
Please say it.
Tell us you want it.
Just say it.
There we go. You heard him. Unzip his trousers. Let's see that cock of his.
Okay. Oh, wow, your cock looks so good.
Let me see. Oh, it's, it's okay, I guess. Not the worst dick I've seen.
Come on, Let's soak his cock while we kiss him.
What? I mean, sure. If that's what he wants.
Does that feel nice? Do you like it?
Of course he likes it. Just listen to him moan. Is there anything else you want us to do? For you, I mean.
Kiss? But we've already kissed you a bunch of times. We've kissed you all over. Wait, do you mean the two of us kiss each other?
What? I don't know about that. I mean, I've never...
I mean, I am wouldn't mind.
Dakota, what are you saying?
I don't know. I've thought about it, if I'm being honest. Aren't you at least a little curious too?
Maybe.
Come on. We can give him a pretty little show while we shake his cock. Come closer.
I never imagined she could be like this.
Shh. Less talking. More kissing. Just bring your lips to mine.
Okay.
You have really pretty lips. They're so soft.
Thanks. Yours too. That was kind of nice, actually.
What about you? Did you like that? Oh, you did? I love it when you moan while you're talking. It's so hot seeing you get worked up. We're making you feel so good, aren't we?
I think he wants more. His cock is so hard. I bet he's dying to put it inside us.
I want it inside me too. Can I go first? Please? I'm so wet. I promise I'll make it up to you later.
Always so impatient. Okay, you can have him first. I want to see how good you can make him feel.
Thank you. Oh my god, my panties are soaked. I can finally take them off.
Okay, dude. Lie down on the couch. I want you to just lay back and relax. Don't ask questions. You'll see why I want you to lie down soon. Just do it. There we go. It's a good thing you wore a miniskirt today, Dakota. Come straddle him. Sit right down on his cock.
Okay. Hold still. Oh, shit. Oh, he just slid away. He just slid right in. Can you feel how wet I am for you? I told you my panties were soaked. I thought a lot about you, you know. I thought about what your cock would feel like inside me, pounding me, stretching me out. I wanted it for so long, and it's better than I could have ever imagined.
Okay, don't stop running just yet. I'm gonna get up there too. I'm gonna sit on his cute little face.
Hurry up! I just want to bounce on his cock already. Come on, please.
Patience, sweetheart. How's the view from down there? You like what you see? I'm gonna lower myself down onto you in a second. I'm sure you know what to do. You can go ahead, Dakota.
Oh, finally! I've waited long enough.
Our pussy feels good, doesn't it? So wet. Our tight little pussy feels so fucking good. Don't forget that. You're going to make me feel good too. Move that tongue. too.
Do you like it? Do you like my tight pussy squeezing around your cock? I want you to feel good. I want to be a dumb little slut.
I don't think he can answer you right now. He's a bit preoccupied. His tongue is a bit busy right now.
Oh, he's thrusting, yes. Fuck me, pussy. Oh my god. Fuck.
You're going to make us friends. Oh, fucking good. Can you believe it? We were just friends a few minutes ago. And you're fucking the both of us like two good little sluts.
I have got his eyes closed. You can go inside if you want. You don't need to worry about anything. If you want to come at my pussy, you can just like go inside me.
I'm already hungry for what's coming. Oh, fuck me too. Oh, it's coming too. Oh, fuck. You can get his load this time. But I call dibs on his cock for round two.
Oh my god, I think I'm about to come too.
Do something like that. Oh shit, that must be the pizza. Tamiko, get it?
You get it. I've got cum leaking down my thighs.
No, I look like a mess too. You know what, I'll just leave it by the door. It's already paid on the app. Nope, I'm just going to ignore that. I do not want some stranger to see me covered in pussy juice.
Okay. Aren't you hungry, though?
I guess I am a little hungry. But not for pizza. Listen, I know this wasn't what you came here for. Believe me, I never expected this evening to turn out this way either. I did have a lot of fun, though. And I think Dakota really enjoyed herself too.
It was pretty fun.
Oh, one second. You have a little something on your face. Let me get it for you.
Oh, no fair. Why can't I get to kiss him? Oh, I guess I was the one to kiss him first. Oh, fine. It's only fair.
Thanks, babe. Anyway, I was thinking, just for tonight, we put the notes and flashcards down, and the two of us can study you instead. We'll make a good, long look at your body. Yeah, we're not done yet. I still have it at my turn, you know. I'm not letting you leave until I've had your cock in my pussy.
And maybe I can have your cock in my mouth? I've wanted to suck your cock for months. Whenever we were studying, I couldn't help but think about crawling under the table and giving you a blowjob. It was really hard to stay focused with you around.
Oh my god. You dirty fucking slut. I never knew you had such filthy fantasies about him.
Don't act like you haven't.
Don't worry, bestie. We've got all night. Plenty of time to make all those naughty little fantasies come true.